This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Hi, everybody. I'm Martin Yan of Yan Can Cook. Welcome to the Martin Yan's Healthy Kitchen. You know, you go to a typical Chinese restaurant, particularly a Cantonese restaurant, they're always on the menu, soup of the day. And you see all the Chinese family will always order a soup of the day. And the soup of the day actually is double boiled, or they cook at a low temperature for about 2 or 3 hours, or even up to 4 hours, okay? So that's what you call soup of the day. You know, why Chinese restaurant do that? They use this stock pot. They make all kinds of soups. And they like hot and sour soup, wonton soup, they all use the stock, right? And then also, when you do stir fry, you always use the same stock. And that is full of nutrients, full of protein and collagen, because a lot of the collagen from the bone, from the meat, right? So typically, they use chicken, old chicken. And they use pork, lean pork or pork rib. Look at that, chicken, pork rib. And then they also use a tiny bit of, look at this. This is dry squid, okay? You can buy them in any Asian store. They also use a tiny bit of mushroom, ginger. Oh, see, ginger right here. And then also I put a tiny bit of dry shrimp to give that umami, that seafood flavor. But in my household, I also add more than that. This is very, very common in Western cooking when they make the stock. Onion, carrot, and celery, okay? But I also use Chinese celery too, because when you do that, it gets the flavor, the sweetness from the carrot and the sweetness from the onion and all the wonderful flavor from celery. So give that unbelievable aroma. You bring that to a boil and you cook it in a medium-low temperature. If you use an Instant Pot like that, you see that right here, this one right here, okay? And then you can cook a whole bunch ahead of time. Then once you're done, you remove all of the stuff and then you have a broth. You put it here, put it in the fridge. Look at what happened. Look at this, look at that. And this is the fat. Now, if you do that at home, you better remove this, okay? This is very important. We'll show you how easy it is to skim off the fat. Now, look at this. That stuff is a lot of collagen. You can see the collagen here. Look at that. That's its collagen. That's why this is so healthy. And then after that, I will remove this, and I put them in a container like this and put it in the fridge. So I have enough for 7 days, okay? When you defrost this, this is what you have here, okay? So always have this. I make enough for the whole week. And you put in 7 containers. I have lunch. This is so strong and so powerful and so rich that I actually diluted 1:1. So I have lunch and dinner 7 days a week. Now, recently, actually, they did a study. It's actually a medical research that protein cooked in a low temperature for 3 to 4 hours is very easy for digestion, because they break down all the collagen, all the tendon, all the ligament. So it's easy for people all ages to digest, okay? So we're gonna show you how to do a simple dish. I have a salmon here. I also have goji berry here. And then I also have green onion, I also have ginger here, okay? I have all of these ingredients. The mushroom, this is actually dry shiitake mushroom. I soak it a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I want to get the flavor out, okay? This is shiitake mushroom. And I also have some ginger. I slice the ginger into thin slices, like this, okay? Now, I want to show you everybody's favorite. Everybody loves fish. And most Chinese love steamed fish, but they normally steam the whole fish. Or some people, you can prefer to use steamed fish fillet. You can use any cod, sea bass, the Chilean sea bass, or the striped bass. So all I have to do is let a little score here. One score here. I score right in the middle, because I want to cut this into two pieces, okay? Kind of two pieces, right here. I keep the skin. The skin, actually, is also very good. And then, I put a tiny, tiny bit of pepper, okay? Tiny bit of pepper. A tiny bit of salt. This is sea salt. Himalayan salt or sea salt. Himalayan, less salty, okay? So it's actually healthier. And then a sprinkle a tiny bit of mushroom. This is really nice. You can use fresh or dry mushroom because I want to mix something very, very unique. And I sprinkle a tiny bit of green onion, okay? I cut it in half like this, okay? Green onion. This way, I put it right here. And then, you know what I have? Salted black bean. I soak it, I drain it, and I soak it again, so I remove all the salt, most of the salt. Healthy eating means less salt, less oil. And I use this, and I crush this black bean. I use about half a teaspoon to a teaspoon. I crush it. This is what is so unique about this. It's black bean flavor. Salted black bean flavor, Dao Xi. Okay, look at that. Everybody can do this at home. Okay? 個個都喺屋企都可以做呢個嘅，攞豆豉蒸魚啊，好特別嘅喎，係嘛？ And then I put a few drops of sesame seed oil. Okay? Less oil, but this is flavor. I also want to put a tiny, tiny bit of goji berry. Okay? Goji berry. Geiji? That's why I call it the five flavor. Because I would have soy sauce and a type of sesame seed oil. Let it steam, okay? Look at that. This is healthy and it's delicious. And normally they don't use ingredient like this, but by all means, food, you are the magician. You are the artist. You can create anything you want, okay? And the most important thing is make sure you cook something simple, healthy, and delicious. That's why I call it the five flavor steamed fish, okay? It's very, very easy to do, and everybody can cook at home like this. Now, salmon, a lot of people love slightly undercooked salmon. That's why you go to a sushi bar, you eat raw salmon, raw shrimp. But some people, they might want to cook a little bit, so if I were you, I would steam the whole fish. I've steamed a cod, a red snapper, or a fillet of basa fish, and all of these. Make sure you use a bamboo steamer. Otherwise, you can put the fish on a plate and put it in your wok and cover up with the wok. Mushroom is very healthy. Mushroom has a lot of antioxidant and also some fibers, a lot of wonderful trace elements. Minerals and trace element. So if I were you, I'll eat a lot of different variety of mushroom. The Chinese, the Japanese love to use shiitake mushroom, but the Chinese also use a lot of different mushroom. Let me show you. The trumpet mushroom like this. Trumpet mushroom. And then you can have enoki mushroom. You can have oyster mushroom. You can have all kind of mushroom and different color of mushroom. There are thousands and thousands of variety of mushroom. As long as don't pick up the poison mushroom, okay? And I would love to use mushroom in stir-fry dishes, in soup, and also in braised dishes. And when I do chow mein, chow fan, I also slice mushroom. So most Chinese would prefer to use shiitake mushroom because shiitake mushroom is a lot of umami, particularly dry shiitake mushroom. But this you can have dry or fresh shiitake mushroom, okay? So now I want to make sure to have some color contrast on my dish when this is done. So I use this, I get some color, okay? This is red bell pepper. And you can use chili pepper. I use this technique. You see this? Done. You see that? It's all done like that. And I cut it like this. And then I will slice this in half. Okay? I slice this in half. See this? And then I slice this in half again. And then I go. And I set this aside. And then I will sprinkle this right on top of my fish later. And then I have some soy sauce. This is soy sauce. This is for steamed fish soy sauce that you can buy in the market, okay? And this is fish sauce, also called anchovy sauce, fish sauce. And I put a tiny bit of fish sauce here. Just sprinkle tiny bit of fish sauce, okay? Okay. Tiny bit of fish sauce. And a tiny bit of soy sauce. Okay? Tiny bit of soy sauce. This is for fish. Okay, that's all I need. And then a few drops of sesame seed oil. Extra few drops of sesame seed oil. And then when this is done, I'm going to show you quickly how to do this. I have a tiny bit of oil here. A tiny bit of oil here. Okay? Only about 2 teaspoons of oil. Don't be too much, okay? I heat this up. This is oil. I use avocado oil, which is healthy, okay? And I think this is done. Look at how beautiful. Look at that. This is done, okay? And then when I serve, I'll serve in a plate, a beautiful plate. And then I will show you how to garnish this, okay? In the meantime, it's going to be hot. Let me show you how to serve it. A chef, you can do that. See that? This is very hot. I sacrifice in front of the camera. Just make sure. This is just to show you how boiling hot. You see this? That's why you use high temperature in short time. Okay? And this is done. Here you have green onion. I also have a tiny bit of lime or lemon, okay? Because when you have fish, you always have, and then you just go like this. Okay, look at that. And I have a few of these, and a few of that, and this is almost ready, okay? I will show you how to serve this. And I have a few more goji berry, put right on top for color contrast, okay? And this is ready. And the soy sauce, this is the dressing, and this dish will be final. And this is what I call the 5-flavor steamed salmon. It's very, very good. It is very healthy. That's why everything I cook is simple, quick, and healthy, okay? Now, this is hot. The first thing you do is you put the hot oil, tiny bit of hot oil. Oh, this is how hot this is, okay? And then I put a tiny bit of beautiful. And then I put the soy sauce. This is reduced sodium soy sauce. You get the green cap, reduced sodium soy sauce. With tiny bit of fish sauce, you put it right here. See? All I need is 1.5 teaspoons of oil, not loaded up with oil. And then some of these rind of the lime. Let's take a close-up of this beautiful, simple dish. Everybody can enjoy it. And a flavor with salted black bean. Here we are, final touch with our goji berry and a lime zest. And this is my version of the steam five flavor salmon. Very healthy, very simple. Everybody love it. So enjoy. You can use any fish. So I challenge you to go home and practice this and send me your favorite recipe.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.